It's Chicon Stories we're following on Robin Hood Radio. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont reports as of yesterday afternoon, there are 7,781 coronavirus cases in the state, 277 deaths linked to a positive COVID-19 test. There are currently 1,308 patients hospitalized and 29,036 tests have been conducted. In our corner of the world in Litchfield County, as of 5 p.m. yesterday, Cornwall 1, Falls Village none, Kent 5, Norfolk 1, North Canaan 1, Salisbury 4, Sharon 6. Those numbers have stayed the same. As we move to Dutchess County, their count came in by 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Active cases by municipality: Amenia has 10, Dover 17, Milan less than 5, Millbrook Village less than 5, Millerton Village less than 5, Northeast less than 5, Pauling 14, Pauling Village less than 5, Pine Plains less than 5, Red Hook 8, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 25, Rhinebeck Village less than 5, Stanford less than 5, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 7. In reports out of Columbia County yesterday afternoon, as of 4 p.m., there's been a fourth community member in Columbia County that has passed away from the COVID-19 virus. Although they understand the desire for more information, they do everything they can to respect the privacy of the individual and loved ones of the deceased. 72 positive cases now of COVID-19 in Columbia County. 28 of the 72 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 4 of the positive cases are hospitalized, one of those in ICU. They have received 489 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 80 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 21 under precautionary quarantine. There are 8 residents with suspected, not tested cases. And reports out of Massachusetts Department of Public Health yesterday afternoon at 4 p.m. confirmed cases reported in the state, 13,837, and confirmed cases in the Berkshires, 268. Robin Hood Radio learned yesterday from multiple sources locally that the Walgreens in North Canaan had a report of a sick employee with an as-yet unconfirmed diagnosis of COVID-19. That person then self-quarantined. Now, several employees contacted Robin Hood Radio, informing us that it was several days before the employee self-quarantined. We placed a call to the local Walgreens store in North Canaan and were told the store was temporarily closed until deep cleaning and restocking was completed, and that store opened up a little after 10 o'clock yesterday morning. We also then called Walgreens corporate for additional confirmation on this story. We're told no comment by one person and to please contact media relations by another. We did, and also we're waiting to hear back from Walgreens corporate now over one day. Anybody who was in Walgreens in North Canaan over the past several days and has symptoms of coronavirus, those symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure based on the incubation period of the MERS-COVID virus. Those symptoms include fever, cough, shortness of breath. You should contact the 211 info hotline, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That hotline is for general questions about COVID-19. As per the State of Connecticut website, if you are experiencing those symptoms, contact your medical provider. As of 10:30 yesterday morning, the store had reopened after the deep cleaning and restocking. Meanwhile, a message from LeBond's in Salisbury from Bob LeBond went like this. This virus is a moving target, and at LeBond's Markets, we want to be leaders in keeping our 420 associates and our 30,000 weekly customers safe. Starting today, we'll be checking the temperature of every associate before they start their shift. We will also be checking temperatures of every customer who will be shopping in our stores on a daily basis. We're sorry to say if you refuse to have your temperature taken, you will not be allowed to enter the store. LeBond's is adopting the same policy as all hospitals presently doing for anybody who enters their buildings. They're confident that other retail businesses will soon start this practice. Collectively as a community, LeBond's says we must do our best to reduce the curve and prevent our neighbors, friends, and family from spreading the virus. And Bob LeBond went on to say, I would like again to thank all our amazing people for their hard work and dedication to serving our communities. To our customers, thank you for your patience and understanding during these very difficult times in all of our lives. We'll get through this if we adhere to all the best practices to keep people safe. That message was signed by Bob LeBond, Jr. The Trans Am Series, presented by Pirelli and Sports Car Vintage Racing Association, have elected to reschedule the Memorial Classic at Lime Rock Park due to concerns over the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Originally scheduled for Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, the Trans Am SVR race weekend will now be held at Lime Rock October 16th and 17th. The change is part of Trans Am and SVRA's revised 2020 Speed Tour calendar. To fulfill the vision of this family-friendly weekend series, officials believe rescheduling the October will provide to be a safe option for fans and all who are involved with producing the event. Current ticket purchases will be valid for the October event date, and current ticket holders will receive an email with further information in the coming days. Updated ticket information for the revised October event will be available soon at limerock.com. In Kent, recreation areas closed to the public. That's right. As the weather warms up, First Selectman Gene Speck has ordered two popular recreation areas closed to the public. The Bulls Bridge and North Kent Road recreation areas were overrun with visitors, so we're closing them, according to Speck. She said that at this weekend. Both those areas have become a huge draw for out-of-town visitors in recent years because both do not require an admission fee. However, visitors also have caused a number of problems with trash and not following rules in the past, but now the issues can be life-threatening due to the COVID-19 outbreak. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American yesterday. In Falls Village, the proposed municipal budget shows a slight increase. First Selectman Henry Todd told all he understands it's important to keep costs down. Enrollment of the town's students at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Todd said the Board of Finance may have to go deep into its surplus this year to cover the budget. A meeting on Zoom is scheduled between the Boards of Selectmen and Finance at 6:30 next Monday. Only board members will be able to speak. Instructions to join the meeting will be posted on the town's website. It's going over the proposal, Todd said. The increase of $5,000 to $13,000 in the 107 Main Street account is for a variety of maintenance needs as well as renovations to the first floor of the town-owned building. Currently used as a home and art studio by a resident, it's going to be converted into a farm market space. And a story by Lynn Mells Worthington in the Republican American. The Kent Board of Selectmen has approved its proposed $3.9 million budget for 2020-21. The Board of Finance will meet to discuss it. The proposed budget reflects a 1.63% increase, which is $62,373 more than this fiscal year's budget. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find them on Facebook and also interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 26.13 to 22,653.86. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 7887.26 and the S&P 500 at 2659.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.